You know, eh?
That is true.
Yo, yo, AMA, Trading Success Podcast. Today we had a question come in. What do you do to stay healthy as a business owner, and how do you find the time? I think it's a really important question. And so, for me personally, I know when I'm struggling at staying on top of my work and staying on top of things that are, you know, being pushed onto my schedule by other people, by staff members, by all the shit that happens as a business owner, the first thing that suffers is usually I stop exercising, I stop eating well, I stop sleeping well, and it's all of the personal performance things that we really try to protect here at the Academy. So I think it's really important that we prioritize these things, and I know personally I perform at my best, the most confident, I can make really good decisions, I can stand by my word, I can take actions that need to happen, both in the team and with clients and hard decisions when I'm exercising, when I'm feeling good. And so for me, I think when I prioritize my exercise and I can work towards that, I get more and more energy naturally. I don't need to count on stimulants and caffeine and other things. And I don't need to bring myself down at the end of the day. You know, drinking alcohol, it was a really tough period in my life where I was using it to sort of try and switch off, and it wasn't a healthy habit. And so learning how to make sure I prioritize the exercise to manage the stress that you wear as a business owner was really, really important. I want to hand over some friends I've got here as well to have a chat around what they do to stay healthy.
Well, what I like to do is, for me, I have always found it hard to switch off. My brain is always like 1,000 miles an hour. And I got some great advice from a psychologist a number of years ago now, and I started implementing it probably almost 10 years ago. I still do it every single day. And for me, that was practicing mindfulness. So I really like practicing mindfulness. So if you don't know much about it, have a quick Google. It's not some sort of woo-woo stuff. It is, like, psychologists recommend it. But it's about being present and slowing things down with your breath and being aware of your surroundings. So I like to do that with two main things. One is when I go bushwalking, and I do that almost every single day because I'm so close to a beautiful park, and I slow things down, I look in the trees, I don't take my phone with me. That's like the big rule. Mindfulness, bushwalk, absolutely no phone. And the second thing, it's just a bit of passion of mine, is gardening. I love gardening. It slows me down, and it's something that I can do. Yeah, I mean, I can do it regularly every single weekend and a little bit through the week. And I don't know, it just makes me appreciate things and it makes me slow down. So for my mental health, it's been an absolute game changer.
On the gardening standpoint, so Kirk, do you remember that year that I came back from the Christmas break and I actually read a study from NASA? And NASA was saying how on indoor plants and how it can increase the productivity and mood within the office. And so I went out and bought $1,000 worth of plants, and the team rocked up on the first day of work at the year, and there was plants everywhere in the office, and that started my obsession with indoor plants. Anyway, so they started dying because my attention was off, you know, in the business, and I was focusing too much on like trying to get work done and not really caring for these plants and not having the awareness, I think, was the big thing. And learning to stop and see these plants, you know, when they're wilting, was a sign that I'm overworking, I'm not aware of my surroundings, to be more self-aware of what are you actually going through, what are you feeling, and how is that impacting your relationships, your health, your mindset, your exercise, your nutrition. All of those things are really important, and you have to stay self-aware. And doing something like mindfulness and having a practice, something like that, is a great way to do it. What about you, Kurt?
I think for me, it's all centered around discipline and control, because as a business owner, you are afforded some level of freedom and flexibility. You have the choices of what you do with your time. Now, you have to be able to prioritize the things that are going to have the biggest impact. And for a lot of people, health and wellness allows them to turn up as the best business owner that they can, allows them to turn up as the best partner and parent also. So people self-sacrifice a lot in business, and some of that is 100% necessary, but they also quite often go too far with the self-sacrifice, which doesn't allow them to turn up as their best version of themselves in those critical spaces in life. So there has to be a point in time where you actually take back control of your life and you go, I need to do this for me, so that I can be the best business owner I can. I can turn up as the best boss that I want to be, the parent and the partner that I want to be as well. And that takes discipline. to and control. So the first step is to actually schedule these things in. So if you need to go to the gym, if you need to get outside and go for a walk like Alice does, you need to schedule that in, and then you have to have the discipline to be able to execute what's in your schedule.
Don't put emails first.
Yeah.
So often.
And it's you'll be amazed that, like, if you do the right things, you set yourself up, you enable yourself and do some things for yourself, the amount of productivity that you will get will recover the time that you invested tenfold.
Yeah, so there's this book, it's I can't remember, the Magic Bucket or something like that, which I read the kids when they were growing up, and it talks around, you can be a bucket filler, you can be a bucket dipper, and usually the only way you can give to others is when you fill your own bucket first and it's overflowing. And fill your own bucket, like do the exercise, eat well, you know, that will just radiate good vibes out to your clients, your staff, your, you know, kids, your wife or your partner. You know, that's you putting you first so that you can perform at your best at work, because no one likes a grumpy bum, the same.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, the metaphor around you have to put on your own oxygen mask and life vest when the plane's going down before you can help the person beside you put theirs on. It's pretty true, because if you're not helping yourself, looking after yourself mentally and physically, then how are you supposed to support your growing team? How are you supposed to support your loved ones, your friends, everyone? You need to look after yourself before you can even help other people around you to succeed as well.
Yeah, I got my oxygen mask on right now. This is the cooler box of it. Hello, are you there? Yes, what's that? You need help? I'm coming.